Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are now listening to the best 2 hours in sports radio.
How are the two best hosts on Grid Radio?
Moneyline with Donnie Wrightside.
Mustache, glasses, and a bacon, egg, and cheese. You know what? I just keep moving. I keep it moving.
But here.
Kevin Walsh.
No, it's not a bad take. You're in outer space
yeah,
right
for
now.
North. And the dream team of callers.
Right? I hope you guys checked the tape right. That was the 5-0 Vegas.
Bring it.
Astros, Rangers, Astros over.
Smoke.
Check
all
the
smoke.
Tape.
Yep. Easy, too. Well, it's easy. It feels good.
Wasn't it? Man.
I listened to you guys also with all that great information you gave out on players' props. So it's going to be a fun night tonight.
I just honestly became a huge Sports Grid fan and over the last year, and I found you in K-Dub show, man, and I have been addicted.
And let me give a shout-out to my man, JP, holding it down behind the scenes.
There it is.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
And away we go, Thursday afternoon, solo mission once again for Donnie Wrightside Moneyline here over the next 2 hours. Hottest topics, live Major League Baseball action, live Open Championship action here in the British Open. And that leaderboard is certainly interesting, to say the least. We'll go over that and much, much more, but we're ready to do it here. We're going to have some fun. Yesterday, had a nice afternoon winning bets. At night, a little bit of a different story. So, going to refine and retune some work here for us. We'll see if it works today and this afternoon, and I am definitely confident that it will. Major League Baseball is currently underway right now, 3 games in play already. Now, the feel for me when I was handicapping the games this morning, it felt like it would be a little more of an under push as an over. Look at these games so far. Now, granted, they're not all that deep technically. The Diamondbacks and the Braves, 0-0 in the fourth. The Giants and the Reds, 0-0 in the second. The Brewers and the Phillies, 0-0 in the second inning. So the next game up on tap here for us is the San Diego Padres and the Toronto Blue Jays. The Padres, a minus 118 price. The Blue Jays coming in at a plus 100. The total in that game listed at 8.5. I do have a same game parlay, which I gave out this morning when myself and Joe Ranieri did that today. And if you want to get down on it, I'm going to read it to you as follows here. Let me just get a quick download of that. Where is the show prep sheet here? Sometimes you flip through, it doesn't pop directly up. All right, here we go. Stay Classy San Diego was my same game parlay name today. The Padres on the money line, love what Blake Snell has done. Been sensational. Juan Soto to record a run. Dude walked like 75 times yesterday in the game. So I had an over 1.5 bases on him. Yeah, congratulations on that. He walked 19 times and barely even swung the bat. But that's neither here nor there. The third part of that leg, Grisham to record a base hit at a plus 336 price. Padres money line, Soto to record a run, Trent Grisham to get a base hit, plus 336 if we cash that bad boy in. Looking forward to that there. By the way, Bassett does have some pretty decent splits at home, but Snell has been just absolutely on fire. So we're going to lean on the San Diego Padres today to get things started. Now, if you do follow me on Twitter, at WrightsideVP, fired out a couple plays already this afternoon just to get the party started. Now, those wagers that we fired out today, going to come from where? The New York Metropolitans? Absolutely. We're going to be taking care of the Metropolitans today. Two RBI props to Francisco Alvarez to record at least one RBI today. That's a plus 170 price. And also Pete Alonso, the polar bear, to record one RBI today at a plus 105. Tweaked a little bit of numbers. We're still going to fire and go after Michael Kopech anyway, to be honest. But if we're taking a look at what made sense and why I pushed it over the edge, home splits there for Kopech. Who cares, right? He's not pitching at home. He's pitching at the Mets today. Lefties away, 334 weighted on base percentage, slightly above average. Righties away, 404 weighted on base percentage. Now, Let's take a look at some advanced analytics here and why we also like right-handed batters. Just on the season for him, a 540 xFIP, which is terrible to right-handed batters. Left-handed batters are 492. Still really bad, but the right-handed batters seemingly have an advantage here. Now, if we take a look and say, you know what? How about if we break it down to xFIP between lefty and righty batters, particularly at home and on the road? And how about this? Nice, pristine to advance, right-handed batters for Kopech. Pristine, saying the least. 645 xFIP to right-handed batters on the road. That's why we focused on two guys with positive ISO power numbers here for the Mets over the past 30 days against right-handed pitching. That's where we came to an agreement that the best two guys for me today going to be Alvarez and going to be Alonso. That game's going to get underway momentarily, so something we can cheer in. Keep in mind, yesterday on the show, we had a couple props there during the Dodgers game. Had three RBI props, two of those guys cashed, including one live on the air in the first inning. So hopefully we can get that sort of supercharged atmosphere that we can have some fun, start screaming, start yelling, start winning some bets. We're going to keep an eye on all of these games that are going live, including, guys, our number two. I think we have a nice advantage here, or a possible advantage, to bet some more action here in Major League Baseball. And that game's going to be the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. That's a 2-11 start today. Lorenzen versus Greinke, slight favorite to the Tigers at minus 138, total of 9. We're going to take a look at that lineup live on the air, handicap that, and see if we can find some RBI props. Probably coming from which side? The Detroit Tigers side. I think we have a decent chance to fade Zach Greinke, but we'll get into all that and much, much more, which includes the NFL going to training camp. You know what that means. You know what that is. That's Hard Knocks right there. That's the New York Jets. That's getting after with Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't want the cameras there, people, but we want the cameras there on the New York Jets. The Open is live. We'll get to that. Major League Baseball. Maybe a little NBA talk today, but we are centered on Saquon Barkley and the running back position. Don't go anywhere. Stunning right there. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here on a Thursday afternoon on the grid, SiriusXM channel 159, Donnie right side here. Phone lines are going to be open all show. You know what the numbers are, 844-843-6879. Got a hot play during the afternoon, hot play tonight, hot topic to go over. This is what we do. Give us a phone call. We'll have some fun. Now, Keith might say, whoa, like, where's Kevin at today? Well, he did switch his days off in the middle of the week this week so he could get the wrestling. And he said it was...
yeah, tremendous.
Yeah, it was tremendous last night. The Blood and Guts, AEW edition last night in Boston. Yeah, K-Dub's going to travel to that stuff, enjoy himself, and have some fun. But tomorrow, I guess you could start calling it Football Friday, since we do have live football to watch, technically. Guys in shorts running around. It's always a lot of fun. So keep an eye on that. But Kevin will be back tomorrow. But today, once again, will be a solo mission. Now, the British Open... or the Open, as you might like to say. And by the way, Colin Morikawa, and JP, if you're listening behind the scenes, do me a favor on this if you can find it. A Colin Morikawa quote, where he basically says, I'll call it whatever I want to call it, because why? I won this thing. If you can find that and cue that up, just let me know. We can we'll play that in a couple minutes here. But it's one where he's talking about the Open champ. It's really interesting, because I never thought of, like, people would take offense to it, but it's kind of funny the way it's turned out. But we got some big doings already here over at the Open, which, again, you say, man, one of these guys are already out here. Yeah, it's taking place there in England, so certainly it's earlier. How about this from Cantlay earlier today?
Yeah, tremendous.
Tremendous. That's, by the way, Patrick Cantlay is Kevin's favorite golfer for some apparent reason here. But he did knock down a long one this morning.
Size break from right to left coming up that slope.
Yeah, pretty slow going up that.
Easy.
Hello.
Slow, break, difficult, maybe not so much.
There you go. Look at that. Little golf claps there included, having some fun. Also, if we're taking a look at the leaderboard itself, surprising to say the least, I mean, not maybe Tommy Fleetwood, 5 under par 66 as he shot through round one today. He was very good. But the leader currently right now in the clubhouse is Christo, and I hope I'm saying this right, Lamprecht. He's an amateur. So if you're saying, like, boy, I never heard of that guy, probably not. Why? Because he is an amateur. Now, if we're looking at the leaderboard, he's tied. Maybe going to stay there through round one. Let's see if somebody catches him later in the day. But as I'm scrolling down the odds board today at the FanDuel Sportsbook, I'm still scrolling right now. Still scrolling. He's in the lead. We're talking about Lamprecht right now. 80-1 to win this tournament and currently in the lead, because shots like this on hole number 14 today.
At 14. The amateur
holing out at 14 today. Impressive stuff. 5-under with Tommy Fleetwood behind him. Antoine Rosner. Adrian Otagui. Emanueleno Grillo? Yeah, I've actually heard of Grillo before. Just a tough first name. Emiliano, I believe it is. Stuart Sink, Wyndham Clark, Alex Noren, Brian Harman, Matthew Jordan. A couple guys that I have in the tournament so far sprinkled all across. It's a lot of them. So it's kind of interesting there. So was it all right, JP, behind the scenes, or no? What do we got? All right, take.
All right, guys. Well, now you got JP here, and me ripping it solo for the first time ever on the show. So we got some live baseball going on here, looking at the Braves and the Diamondbacks. And Donnie was covering the golf, but he'll get back to that in just a minute. He's just going to reset his setup here, and he'll be right back to it. Let's talk some of the let's hop into the NFL action. Talk about the running backs here. And you know what? Why don't I, on my first time ever doing this solo, why don't I bring in Moose? Moose, what is going on, my guy?
I tell you what, we talking NFL, we are really excited, even though I live in Cincinnati, we are really excited to see what goes on with the Cleveland Browns and that new revamped defense of theirs. I think that they really have brought in some intricate players, and they have a new defensive coordinator as well. So, futures ticket, I think I may just take a shot at the Browns. You know,
are you talking about the Browns to win that division, or you got a wins total over?
Yeah. No, I'm going to take the Browns to take the division. Browns historically have played the Bengals tough. Always played the Bengals
tough. They've
killed
them since Burrow's gotten there. That's the one team that's gotten on Burrow.
Yes. Yes. So then, of course, with the two defensive ends, you know, Myles Garrett is an absolute monster. And they brought in, I believe, another defensive end. I can't pronounce his name, out of Minnesota. That's going to complement them all. I'm excited. I really am. Also excited too. You know what I did the other day? I downloaded the Sports Grid app, and man, that is the best darn thing. It is great. You know, because I listened to Donnie this morning. I didn't get a chance to hit Donnie while he was live. So I pulled him up on the sports app, and I got his same-game parlay for San Diego.
Beautiful.
And that was just absolutely phenomenal. So I also took a parlay with Arizona and Atlanta to go under the run total, because I thought 9 was kind of high on that. So I think what we're going into the fourth, bottom of the fourth, is at 0-0. So I will take that all day long if I can get it. So,
perfect.
But people here in Cincinnati are excited for Burrow. Wish him all the best luck. It's gonna be a great series. So training camp's right around the corner. So I'm excited. I am truly excited.
Love it.
So we got the big red machine rolling today too. So I believe they're playing San Fran. And I think right now it's 0-0 as well. So, as always, JP, you're doing a great job. So, I was thrilled to hear you come in. And you guys take care. Shout out to everybody. Have a good
day. There we go. That's how we handle it, Moose. Well, look, you got to have some backup pitchers come in the game when some things go wrong with the equipment here. I don't know what went wrong on this one, but I'm sure the good people on the Sports Grid Network will take care of that so we can start to work back in what I like to do best.
You know what I love. I love putting in the drops. I actually spent a lot of time putting in a lot of great drops today, which include, you know, some background stuff. So over the commercial break coming up in a couple minutes, I'll connect with JP to get some of those drops up here so we can continue the momentum of the show. By the way, Major League Baseball, heard Moose talking about that. The Diamondbacks and the Braves, 0-0 through 4. Actually, it's in the bottom of the fourth with two outs here. The Phillies and the Brewers have struck first here. 3-0 Milwaukee, and that on the bounce back here. Or should I say a rocket bounce back of Christian Yelich into the outfield seats. The Cincinnati Reds, as Moose was just calling in, they're actually up 2-0 now in the bottom of the third inning against those Cincinnati Reds. The Padres and the Jays just underway here, bottom of the first inning. No score, no hits yet, but there is a runner on first base for the Blue Jays here with two outs. The White Sox have struck first here against the New York Metropolitans, a 1-0 lead there as the Mets are coming up to the plate. And you know, we are cheering on a couple of RBI prop action here in that game, which is Pete Alonso and also Alvarez. So Alvarez and Alonso, both plus money, looking for the split. We'll take the 2-0, be able to cash that in, and certainly have some fun away we go. We're also going to keep an eye on all of these games as they are live, but also the Tigers and the Royals game. That's going to come up at 2:10 p.m., so that's something you're going to want to keep an eye on because I am going to handicap that game and see if we can really get after it and have some fun and certainly cash in some tickets there. So a lot of stuff underway. I do want to get to the Open because we were teeing that up as we had a little bit of difficulties here. But trust me, I got some action in on there. I want to keep track of it. And as we were talking about, an amateur that currently is in the lead in round one right now, being an 80-1 price. And granted, doesn't look like here the FanDuel Sportsbook is representing a champion in the amateur. Can he defy the odds at the Open? Certainly, we'll find out over the weekend if he can hang around. But a lot to get to, so make sure you do not go anywhere. Ohtani, Saquon Barkley, and much, much more. Sonny Wright said here, solo mission on a Thursday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm upset. I can't use any drops right now, people. I mean, bear with me on this. The gambling gods, we can't even talk to them today, which is very upsetting. But in Major League Baseball, as we're taking a look at everything here across the landscape, just to get the people updated, Diamondbacks and the Braves 0-0 in the fifth inning now. The Brewers and the Phillies, that's 3-0 in the top of the fourth. By the way, the Phillies don't even have a base hit yet here. The Reds 2-0 in the top of the fourth inning over the Giants. And the Padres and the Blue Jays are tied at 0. This is in the top of the second inning. Bottom of the first inning, one out here, a 1-0 lead here for the Chicago White Sox. We're going to keep an eye on everything, and as you well as know as well as I do, RBI props in full effect in that Mets game. And again, still teasing there, that Kansas City Royals game, which we're going to get to over the next couple segments. So talking about the Open Championship, it's live. I'm watching it right now on one of my monitors here. And if we're looking at the leaderboard itself, talking about Christo Lamprecht, the amateur, -5. Tommy Fleetwood, -5. They are in the lead. The guys that I have sprinkled on, Jordan Spieth, -2. He's done his round. Hideki Matsuyama, -1, done his round. Brooks Koepka, -1. He's also done his round. Victor Hovland is even through 13. Cameron Smith is +1. He's done for the day. John Rahm at +1. Colin Morikawa also at +1. Rory McIlroy, he's really struggling after winning last week. He's at a +2 through 12. Another big name, Phil Mickelson, which I did not bet. He's +2 through 10 holes. Dustin Johnson, +3 through 17 holes. So that's the way it sets up over there. But also, taking a look at the live leaderboard, odds board, I should say, at the FanDuel Sportsbook, Tommy Fleetwood, a +550 price. Scottie Scheffler at a 6-1 price. Brooks Koepka, 16-1. Max Homa, 16-1. Wyndham Clark, Jordan Spieth, and Rory McIlroy. Look at that. Rory McIlroy is 16-1 still. You know, in the mix, but technically still at a +2 where he's sitting now. A lot of big names a little bit farther down to get down on. But as I said, you know, you have a leader in the clubhouse right now. Tommy Fleetwood at +550, tied with Lamprecht, who is the amateur, and he's at 80-1. So we're figuring that he's probably going to fall off at this point. if we're just being honest here. Now, got you updated there on the Open. We'll watch it as it goes through. If any big things happen in that, which means a hole-in-one or a guy making a charge up the leaderboard, we are certainly going to get your attention here and get after it. But having said that, it's time to get back here to some of the stuff that I really wanted to get to. And that's the running back market across the NFL. The issues where, it's funny, Joe and Ira and I talked about it today. And seeing some of the quotes, because, you know, it's Saquon Barkley, it's Tony Pollard, and, you know, as well as Josh Jacobs out for the Las Vegas Raiders. They were all under the franchise tag. Tony Pollard signed his. They still had an opportunity, even though he signed that franchise tag, to renegotiate it. At the deadline, they didn't get that done. So he signs the one-year deal. He's going to play for the Dallas Cowboys. He's going to show up on time because technically, quote-unquote, he is under contract. Now, having said that, you're taking a look here at Saquon Barkley. Now, Saquon Barkley, probably the most, I mean, can you say, Josh Jacobs is fantastic, by the way, and Tony Pollard is as well. But the biggest name is probably Saquon Barkley when you try to take a look at it. Now, he's fighting because he figures, he says he doesn't want to reset the market or never wanted to. We don't know if that's actually the case at this point. Because sometimes just trying to win that court of public opinion, you will never win it in the NFL or particularly professional sports if you're saying, I just want to reset the market, I'm only paying for top dollar. You're never going to win the fans over, right or wrong. But with Saquon Barkley saying he's basically, I want to sit out the season, that's a possibility. JP, play that clip for the people out there.
About going on a football field and knowing that I'm not playing for my worth or saying if I have to play under, because this is my leverage. My leverage is I can say F you to the Giants. I can say F you to my teammates and be like, you want me to show you my worth? You want to show you how valuable I am to the team? I won't show up. Right. I won't play it down. And that's a play I can use. Anybody knows me. Knows that's not something I want to do, but like it's something that has something that crossed my mind. It's like I never thought I would ever do that, but like now I'm in a point where it's like, Jesus, like I might have to take it to this level, and like, am I willing? Am I prepared to take it to the level? I don't know.
You hear that quote? I see what he's saying here, but also you have to be honest with yourself. There's no leverage for Saquon Barkley. You can be angry. You can feel spurned. You can feel that the organization doesn't care that much about you if you really want to, when that's not the truth. The fans love Saquon Barkley. That organization drafted Saquon Barkley. Now, not the current regime there with head coach and also GM, but they know how big of a part of that offense he is. I'm really surprised, and I put a lot of the blame on not Saquon Barkley himself because he has representation, more of the agent. And also the general manager. You want a player that you care about to be happy. Now, you're just not going to hand over the keys to the castle and say, you know, hey, blank check here. How much you want to make a year? 18, 19, 20 million. Go ahead and just write a number down and we'll sign you. That's not going to happen. But the reason I'm bringing up Saquon Barkley and the focus really is on Saquon Barkley is the simple fact is he doesn't have leverage anymore. You hear him say, what am I going to do? I'm not going to show up to training camp. Okay. I'm going to have to talk with my family to see if I even want to play. I say to myself, that doesn't make any sense. You're going to make $10 million this year. The most money you can make this year is $10 million. You cannot negotiate anymore. No matter what happens, the Giants can't go back and say, you know what, let's rip up this franchise tag and let's give you that unlimited money that you wanted here. That's not going to happen. So if you hold out to training camp, you hold out into the regular season, you get docked a paycheck of what? Roughly $500,000 a game that you are going to lose. What is your leverage here if you're Saquon Barkley? I understand he's upset. They should have taken care of him. And again, not breaking the bank, but finding some way that they could meet and say, you know what, let's meet in the middle here. Even if it was a one-year deal for Saquon Barkley, even if he goes, I'm not signing that contract that you gave me. All right, it's $10 million. We can't pay you, $35 million in guaranteed money. But how about this? The franchise tag is 10. Why don't we bump it up 1 year, 13 and a half or 14 million, and then we'll try to fix that in the near future. We'll try again next year. If we have to maybe throw that franchise tag again, would you play on a 1 year deal? Or maybe we promise that if we can't sign you, we'll make sure we move you to a team that absolutely will sign you. You see where I'm going with this? So I don't understand his leverage at this point. It's a great talking point, and he does feel slighted. But how many times have we seen this before? A player that sits out of training camp, a player that gets into camp a few days before the season begins, that player then tries to go all out, and they're going to play him in game number one, gets a soft tissue injury, hamstring, calf, what a quad, whatever it might be. We see it so many times. So if I'm Saquon Barkley right now, you know he's upset. The organization probably wanted to work out a deal with Saquon Barkley to get him back and get in the good graces, come back into camp, you know, be a part of the team, study up, and let's go ahead and see if we can make another playoff run for the Giants. Why can't they just reach out to him at this point? Hey, look, we didn't come to an agreement. Don't hold your teammates, you know, hostage for this situation, or the coach, whatever it might be. Maybe Brian Daboll said, you know what, man, sign him to what he wants here. Give him a nice deal. I need him in camp. He's a very important player for this team if we want to be decent this year, to say the least. But can't he have like a sit-in? You know, call like a, hey, you know what, I'm not showing up. I'm holding out. A hold-in is what they call it a lot in the NFL, which means I'm not happy, but I'm going to come to camp. Let me get some work in. I'm not putting in extras after, you know, heck, I might even show up for a half of a day and leave, but I want to be around the guys. I want to see what we're installing here. I want to get a couple reps, but I also want to let you know that I'm upset with this, and you're not getting me basically on a quote-unquote free contract here. So if Saquon Barkley shows up to camp, signs that number, goes and says, you know what, I'm just going to let you know each and every day I am upset, but I'm going to put in the work because my guys need it and I owe it to them, something that they could do. But on the, you know, deal that you have now, you could have just gave him a one-year deal and bumped it up slightly here. Now, we don't know. We're not on the inside here of what actually happened between representation from Saquon Barkley and the Giants. I'm under the belief that the Giants were holding their breath midseason, going like, we really want him back. Hopefully he takes this deal. And then when the Giants, you know, leadership realized that running backs don't get paid anymore and pulled that deal off of the table, that Saquon was probably going back to that deal as the first step in the negotiation point, and the Giants are saying, no, that's not the case. Now, neither side is going to cave in this instant and give out the exact details either way, but Saquon Barkley is going to say one thing, no, those deals weren't on the table. The Giants are going to say, no, no, those deals absolutely were on the table, but no deal was able to actually get done. For Saquon Barkley and the Giants, look, I don't have high expectations for them, quite frankly. They're planted in third place on the odds market here at the FanDuel Sportsbook for a reason. Dallas and Philadelphia are way more talented than the New York Giants are. That's just a fact. But they don't, you know, the odds board of the FanDuel Sportsbook doesn't play football games. And if the odds board was correct, we would just be handing the trophy over to the Kansas City Chiefs. And in the NFC, maybe it'd be a rematch between the Eagles and the Chiefs. Injuries are going to play into it. Poor play, other guys stepping up. One team playing above expectations, the other team not. Super Bowl hangovers for the Philadelphia Eagles. All of that stuff plays in. But the one thing, if you're the Giants, including Brian Daboll being the head coach, you want that full team. First day of practice, you want to sit everybody down in that big meeting room, set the expectations for the season, tell the players what you need from them. The players will tell you what they need from the actual staff itself, and away you go. Now, all of a sudden, you know what's going to be happening? Brian Daboll takes the podium. All right, open for questioning here. Coach, when's Saquon getting back? I'm not answering that. Next question. Coach, Saquon mad? Not going to answer that. Coach, you think Saquon will be in this week? Not answering that. Thanks for your time. And walks out of the press conference. The distractions are just beginning for the Giants. Both sides lost there. Saquon and the Giants. Johnny Wright's out here in the afternoon. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Radio Network.
Right back at it here. Hour number one in full effect right here on the Sports Grid Network. It's Moneyline down the right side, 844-843-6879. If you want to get involved in the show, let's go ahead here and take a look at Major League Baseball. Now, before we get into the game, we're going to handicap here the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Let's go over a few things. The Diamondbacks and the Braves currently tied at zero right now. That's the bottom of the sixth inning. The Cincinnati Reds have opened it up on the San Francisco Giants. That's 4-0, bottom of the fourth inning, 2 on and 1 out, so looking to tack on more runs. The Milwaukee Brewers still holding the Philadelphia Phillies down 3-0 that game. The Padres and the Blue Jays here, that's the bottom of the second inning, no score. One runner on first base for Toronto, and also 2 outs there. The Chicago White Sox and the New York Mets, that's 2-0 now here in the bottom of the second inning, as that is just underway there with McNeil at the plate. We'll see how that one goes through, but those are the updates here. Game coming up next here, that's going to be between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Lorenzen versus Greinke. Lorenzen is a favorite at minus 132, and a total is listed at 9. If we just take a look at a broad brush approach here, Michael Lorenzen over the past 30 days has faced 86 batters here for the Detroit Tigers. His ISO power number through those 86 is 063. Weighted on base percentage, 309. Very good splits here. If we flip it over to the other side and take a look at Zach Greinke, hasn't fared all that well this season. 390 batters he's faced, elevated ISO power numbers, weighted on base percentage, getting dominated by left-handed and right-handed bats. Now, left-handed bats on the full season getting after him, but the right-handed bats over the past 40, they've really started to get after him. So if we're going to be looking at RBI props here, right, to say, ooh, we might have some intriguing stuff here with Zach Greinke. Over the past 30 days, the batters that are hot in the lineup for the Detroit Tigers, Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, Kerry Carpenter, Nick Maton, and a high ISO power number. Through only 12 at-bats, though, against right-handed pitching. That's Akil Baddoo at 273, so something to keep an eye on there. So, probably we're looking towards the Detroit Tigers. Now, let's go ahead and change things up a bit here. And what I mean by change things up is, let's see if we can take a look at some of those XFIP numbers here on Zach Greinke for the season. So if we're saying to ourselves, what, lefty and righty batters both getting the best of Zach Greinke, which is the best way to go? Well, if we look at the totality of the season, he's faced 166 batters here from the left side. They're at a 394 weighted on base percentage. That's really impressive. If we take a look now here at right-handed batters, going up against Zach Greinke, it's a 299 weighted on base percentage. So he's doing a very good job against righties on the season and a poor job against lefties here. Now let's scroll down and say to ourselves, okay, they're going to be pitching, or should I say the home team here, is the Kansas City Royals. That's the way that Zach Greinke is going to be focused here. And same with us. Home versus away splits. We want to check it out. Home totality is a 328 weighted on base percentage. So that means Greinke's doing pretty good there. Away, 352. But again, we're only focused on home. Now here's where some things change into it for us. Home versus lefties, 90 batters he's faced from the left-hand side. A 363 weighted on base percentage. Home versus righties is a 300. So he's much better at home against right-handed batters than he is lefties. So say, okay, let's take it to the nth degree now, right? And say, all right, what could make some sense if we take a look and see just the XFIP numbers themselves? On the season, to lefties, a 453 XFIP. On the season, to righties, a 430 XFIP. Now let's take a look at some breakdowns here once again. At home, which Zach Greinke is going to pitch today, a 445 XFIP number. A little bit elevated. Away, 434. So if we take a look at the splits here, to lefties at home, it's a 434. And to righties at home, it's a 453. So his XFIP number at home is worse against right-handed batters. Now, as we just said, season-long 30 days, you can make a difference between those two, lefties and righties. If you're looking at the right-handed batters over the past 30 days, he's really struggled with those. 256 as an ISO power number, but lefties also are getting after him. A 200 ISO power number and a 497. So if I'm looking honestly at this lineup today with appearances that make sense with batting numbers, I might take a shot at both righty and lefty batters. Now, Riley Green has crazy good numbers as a lefty against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. Here's the problem. Those 30 days? That's only 10 at-bats. That's not good enough for me. I need a little bit more out of that. So let's go to number three and number four in the lineup. Spencer Torkelson and Kerry Carpenter. 205 ISO for Torkelson through 47 at-bats. Carpenter through 45 at-bats. A 293 ISO power number. Weighted on base percentage for both of those, elevated. 366 and 345. Now let's see how they were doing for the current season, right? Riley Green, 183 at-bats he's had as a 381 weighted on base percentage for the season. So maybe you could still dip into Riley Green and say, yeah, that makes some sense. Do you go double shotguns here with Green and Carpenter? Because Carpenter's had 152 at-bats this year against right-handed pitching. And he has a 243 ISO and a 347 weighted on base percentage. So I know we like to take a look and say, well, what makes the most sense? Well, if we look at Riley Green, he's only has 10 at-bats. Say, ooh, I don't know if he's hot. But technically, those 10 at-bats are still holding up for the full season as well. I think that's the way we're going to go today, though. I think it makes sense. Like, I don't think you can lose. Green, Torkelson, and Carpenter are good. I think I just might go Riley Green and Kerry Carpenter. And let's take a look at the price points here for those guys. Scroll down. And again, this starts at 210. So we got about 20 minutes or so. If you're thinking about getting down on this with me, I'm definitely going to get involved. We're on the air. We're going to cheer it on. We are going to have a ton of fun with this. Player runs batted in here for the Tigers on Bet365. Carpenter is at a plus 150 price, and Riley Green's at a plus 170. It just makes sense. So you hear me clicking away right here. Bop, 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 bop. Let's get involved here. I'm going to go Kerry Carpenter and also Riley Green. Just make sure this gets through here. And we have it officially knocked down. Spinning, spinning, spinning. All right, bet accepted. So we're in. Kerry Carpenter of the Detroit Tigers over a half of a run batted in today at a plus 150 price. And also Riley Green at a plus 170 price. Both of those guys, last 30 days, elevated ISO power numbers. That's what we're looking forward to. Driving baseballs into the gap. Doubles, triples, and home runs. So we're involved in that one. It's fun. Sometimes it's fun to do a live handicap as the first time you're doing a deep dive analysis on the game itself. Because I am, by the way, and the good part about this is, during the season, sometimes what works for you, same with a baseball team, in April, May, and June might not be working all that well now. Because it's been a mixed bag for me probably over the past, I'd say, week and a half. A couple days before the All-Star break, obviously we had the break, and then we've been back about maybe six games per Major League Baseball club since that break, right? So you would have like a weekend series, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, teams take a day off, then maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So let's just say we're in about six games for most of these Major League Baseball clubs. It's been a mixed bag. So what I'm actually doing now is trying to focus a little bit more on the splits themselves, but also make an educated decision and an educated guess on what makes the most sense. The blend of the players over the full season as opposed to the last 30 days. And that's why we came up there with Riley Green. He's got outrageous statistics, but only 10 at-bats here over the past 30 days against right-handed pitching. But if we pull the full season profile, it really makes a lot of sense to take Riley Green. Now, Torkelson as well might do some damage, to be honest with you. But I just thought maybe if we go those two lefties here, really to capitalize against Zach Greinke, it's going to make the most sense here. So we do have a couple wagers now technically in play here. And those wagers, Riley Green to record an RBI, plus 170. Kerry Carpenter of the Tigers to record an RBI, plus 150. Also Francisco Alvarez right now of the New York Mets to record an RBI. And Pete Alonso. Now also tonight, got two more props that we're going to go over probably in hour number two. And by the way, I hope so here. Those are the late games? Yes, they're the later games. So I do have a Houston Astros player prop that I already have locked and loaded we'll go over, as well as a Tampa Bay Rays player prop that I have locked and loaded. And by the way, sticking with Major League Baseball, Baltimore and Tampa Bay get it started tonight on a four-game set. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Basically, if you look at the standings, it does say that the Baltimore Orioles are in first place. That's just by percentage points at this point here. the loss column sort of favoring here. The Baltimore Orioles haven't played as many games, so they don't have as many losses. So we'll try to see how that adds up. But my goodness, what happens if Baltimore goes down to Tampa Bay and handles their business? Could it be? Now, Glasnow's on the mound, and we'll handicap that game the same way in hour number two as we'll take a look at the splits. Glasnow home, Glasnow away, big difference. But also, you take a look at Gibson on the mound, home and away, and also splits between lefty and righty batters. It really matters. It does. So even though we have a 10-game slate, which is perfect, that's just fine. You know, we have those full-game slates, what, like 14, 15 games on the board. Sometimes you have a little bit more options. But also, game tonight, 9:40 p.m., Houston and Oakland. Our guy, Hogan Harris, the lefty, who's on the mound tonight. I think he gets hit up a little bit. And wait till you see his splits. He's a left-handed pitcher. You figure that left-handed pitchers get left-handed batters out? Yeah, no. That's not actually the case at that point here. It's really not. But just a preference also for us today. We'll hit those games in Major League Baseball. Certainly, we're going to double down on the NFL. Got some hot topics there. More or less, keep an eye open here on the Open, which, just watching somebody miss a short putt. I know Rory missed a terribly short putt today. That's when I was just getting back from running some errands and sitting down in my office going like, how did he actually miss that? But there are three guys tied at 5-under here through their rounds. Lamprecht, Fleetwood, and Grillo. All shot 66 today, day number one. Now, the interesting part about the Open is, when's that weather going to change? Is that weather going to change? Did the morning flight today get lucky? The afternoon flight doesn't look too bad. I don't see crazy windy weather conditions out here. As Rory McIlroy puts for birdie way out. As he's plus two, he knocked that home. Wow. Monster putt by Rory McIlroy. Hits the bottom of the cup as he improves to plus one. Nobody's going to be really out of it. And why? Because that wind and that rain can come up at any moment there at the Open. And we'll see if it happens. It looks like, as I was doing the weather forecast this morning on the early line with Joe Ranieri, Saturday and Sunday look like those days that are going to be just a little bit tougher to handle at this point. So we'll see what happens there. But we got a long way to go, people. Next up, we're going to find out where JP is going with his action. We're going to find out if JP won with his action yesterday. And Spencer Strider on the mound today, throwing heat. We're going to keep you updated on much, much more. It's Donnie Wrightside here. It is Moneyline right here on the grid. Don't go in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back out of here, final segment before we hit hour number two. And a lot of stuff to do here on the way, ladies and gentlemen, which includes giving you a quick update here on Major League Baseball. 3-1 now, the Diamondbacks over the Braves. By the way, the Diamondbacks have three runs. Spencer Strider has 13 strikeouts in this game, and he's losing. Imagine that, as Canzone homered to right field here on a three-run blast just a moment ago. Yelich hit a three-run blast for the Brewers. They're up 3-0. The Reds extending their lead against the Giants. 5-0, the Blue Jays, 1-0 over the San Diego Padres, and the White Sox, a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the third inning, up against the New York Metropolitans. Now, JP, get in here. Let us know where you went yesterday. How did we do yesterday, and what do we have?
We took the under in the Padres-Blue Jays game, and Darvish was lights out.
Yeah, he was. I mean, that's a couple great starts there, and that game technically trending towards an under, I guess you can say, today, 1-0 with Snell on the mound. So today, baseball card is kind of limited. So are we going to a Major League Baseball game today?
I am going to another one, and I'm going to, I believe, a team. I'm going to a team total today.
All right. If we're going team total today, sometimes I know JP likes to keep it simple, which usually works the best. Houston and Oakland really stick out here. from a perspective of Houston hammering Oakland. But we do have Mats versus Stroman, which I actually do think is a pretty good pitching matchup. Baltimore-Tampa Bay. Glasnow's a decent pitcher. That's only an 8 down in the drop. But again, that offense for Tampa Bay certainly has cooled off. So if we are going to a game, now granted, we could still get a 340 game in here and a 210 game. Or is it an after? The 210 game is out, right? Or is it, could it be an afternoon game?
I'm not going to go to any of the afternoon stuff.
All right. All right. I got a good idea there then where we're dealing with this one. By the way, if you just also see Steven Matz, left-handed pitcher for the Cardinals on the roster, you know what? I'll fade that guy. Don't do that. Because in hour number two, when we take a look at that ball game, Matt is dealing right now. Which sounds odd, but trust me, he is. And how about this quote for hour number two? Jerry Jones, quote, "I think it's going to be a great day for the NFL." Now, why would you think today is a great day for the NFL? I'm going to tell you all about it in hour number two. Stick with us, Raider on the Grid. It's Moneyline, and I'm Donnie Wrights.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.